I recently saw a concert notice advising the show was a no-phone event. It caught my attention as I'd never been to a live performance that said cell phones were prohibited. Banning audio or video recording is the norm, but a rule about no cell phones was news to me. This particular policy was in place for a comedian at Casino Rama in Orillia. This is a regulation that really gave me pause, as I am equally opposed and in favor. In doing further research, this is not so new nor unique. It seems to be done at the request of the performer and in any variety of venues around the world. Going back a few years, it seems certain artists, usually the big names, were prohibiting phones, requiring fans to lock their phones in something called yonder pouches. It is a secure pouch used to store your mobile device during an event that includes your phone, camera, recording devices and smartwatches. At first, I thought the venue took the phone and participants got them back after the show. I would never hand over my phone. I mean, our whole lives are on there. It seems that you have the pouch with you, but it is magnetically locked. It can be unlocked in any emergency. At the end, you do have to line up with everyone else to get it unlocked. Seems like a huge pain in my pouch, to be honest. Currently, Madonna, Beyoncé, Adele, Bob Dylan and John Mayer are listed as stars who don't like phones interfering with the connection between them and their audience. So, on the plus side, I can agree we would all likely enjoy the concert more if we were forced to be in the moment. It would be less distracting to not have to be staring at the phone camera to focus, zoom in or adjust from selfie to non-selfie. It would also be great to not have to jockey for position to take pictures or see around people who are recording. No phones would also mean fewer interruptions with people whose phones inevitably go off at the most inappropriate moment. Yes, that's all annoying. However, so are people coming in late, getting up and down to go out to get drinks, go to the bathroom or standing in front of the stage for half the show. On the other side, I absolutely love capturing my own photos of a performance. It is like a moment in time that happened when I was actually in the same room as the celebrity I enjoy. I want pictures of the marquee, the venue, the instruments, the jumbotron and the crowd. I would really miss not being able to take pictures. If I have no photographs, did it really even happen? While I don't record or live stream, that's not to say I don't love watching what others post. When you can't attend a concert due to geography or economy, it is amazing to be able to enjoy it all from home. Maybe, the stars don't want their product publicly transmitted and not be paid for it, which is a fair argument. It is their right, for sure. However, I think more often it benefits them. Seeing someone in concert just makes me more likely to buy a ticket. I don't think anyone has ever decided not to go to a show or buy a CD, digital download, because they viewed a fan recording on social media. It seems a lot of the no-phone rules are instituted by comedians. Is that because their routines are perhaps not politically correct and they fear negative reaction? Stars want to use social media for publicity when they want it, but not when they don't? Personally, I want to go out for an evening and enjoy a hassle-free couple of hours. I would not enjoy jumping through more hoops, more security and lineups. I suppose it would depend on how much I wanted to see a certain show. I think I will spend my money on entertainers who are open to completely sharing their talent with fans and letting us share the joy with each other.